Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the three P's of our profession. Now, if you profess to be a Christian, that means that you have a work to do for God. And what is it that God expects you to do? Well, the three P's of our profession are number one, preaching. That's preaching the gospel throughout all the world. The second P is preparing. That means if you are already a mature Christian, you can help to be preparing other newer Christians to grow up into the full measure and stature of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And then the third P of our profession is providing. That means providing for people in need. And I'm going to highlight three schools in Kenya that need your assistance. Let's first turn over to Matthew chapter 14 and verses 14 through 21. This is Matthew chapter 14 and verses 14 through 21. Now, before we get started in reading this scripture, I want to kind of put you at rest. I'm not going to be asking you for money. That's right. I know that in many cases you tune into a radio program and they're asking you for your financial support, and you never know if that money gets to its intended destination. And I'm not trying to discourage you from giving money to support whatever programs you hear about. But I'm not going to ask you for money, just like we never ask you for money to support our radio program. I'm not going to ask you for money to support these schools that I'm going to highlight. But still, you can support these schools in other ways. And listen to the scripture here in Matthew chapter 14, verses 14 through 21. This is a story about how the disciples were telling Jesus, send the crowds away so that they can buy food for themselves. And Jesus turns around and says, no. I'm not going to send them away so that they provide for themselves. I'm going to keep them here so that you provide for them. Because God wants us to be involved in His business, in His work of providing for people in need. That's the third P of our profession. So if you profess to be a Christian, you have a job to do. So let's listen to this story. Jesus went out and saw a great crowd, and He was moved with compassion toward them. See His response? He saw a great crowd. He perceived that they had a need. He didn't want to send them away. No, He was moved with compassion. He felt something emotionally, and He did something physically. Verse 15, when evening was near, Jesus' disciples came to Him, saying, send the crowd away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to leave. You give them something to eat. That's right, keep them here, and you give them something to eat. You need to be involved in this process. And the disciples said to Jesus, but we have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said, bring them here to me. See, this is an object lesson. We might not have a lot. You might only have the capability of buying 10 pads, 10 pencils, 10 pencil sharpeners. But believe me, if you bring that to God, this seed that you are sowing, God can multiply it greatly to provide for people's needs. So Jesus said, bring what you have here to me. And Jesus commanded the crowd to recline on the grass. Then He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, the little bit of stuff that the disciples had. But looking up to heaven in front of everybody, He prayed to God. He blessed the food. He broke it in smaller pieces. And then notice what He did. It wasn't Yeshua that gave this food to the people. Yeshua gave the loaves to His disciples. And then the disciples gave the food to the crowd. You see how Yeshua got His disciples involved in this process. They were professing to be Christians, followers of Christ, followers of the Messiah, the one anointed to save the world. And Yeshua was saying, if you want to follow me, if you want to be a Christian, one of the anointed ones that is doing my Father's work, then you need to provide for people. And so he gave the food to his disciples, and then the disciples gave the food to the crowd, and all the crowd ate and were filled. And on top of that, the disciples took up 12 handfuls of food, and they had extra, obviously, after everybody ate and were filled. There still remained extra food. That's how abundantly God can bless the little bit that we have to supply great needs and still have a lot left over. Now, how many people were fed? You probably know this story, but how many people were fed by the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? It says the number of people who had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. So if there were an equal number of women, that's 10,000 people. And if there were twice as many children, that means that there were 10,000 children. That means that perhaps there were 20,000 people that were fed by the 2 fish and 5 loaves because of the miracle that Christ did. So, what can you do? The little bit that you have can go a long way. First, if you pray, God, please bless this little bit that I have to provide abundantly for people. Multiply what I have in a miraculous way to provide for people. And then the second thing is to give. The school that we're asking you to support today is the Legacy Institute in Chiang Mai, Thailand. My wife and I had a chance to go to Chiang Mai, Thailand, and to view this school in operation, and they are doing wonderful things. What they do is they rescue refugees fleeing from Myanmar, and that's a country that used to be called Burma. There's a lot of turmoil there, so a lot of people are fleeing there. They're coming across the border and coming into Thailand. And so Legacy Institute, they rescue these refugees, and they provide food and clothing for them, and they also provide shelter and some protection for them. Then also they teach them Christian living principles, practical things that they can use in their everyday lives, like about cleanliness, you know, having the proper hygiene, for instance. And also they teach them the English language and the Thai language, because those languages are widely spoken in Thailand. They also teach them basic school subjects like math and science. Then they also teach practical skills to adults, like farming and sewing and how to operate computers. So it's a wonderful program. People have come to the Lord through this program, and people's lives have literally been saved through this program. So if you would like to support the Legacy Institute in Chiang Mai, Thailand, you can send Bibles, you can send pencils, notebooks, pencil sharpeners, because if you're going to send pencils, please send pencil sharpeners. And you can send it to the following address: Legacy Institute, and Legacy is spelled L-E-G-A-C-Y, Institute. It's Post Office Box 7 in Dundee, Ohio. Dundee is spelled D-U-N-D-E-E. That's in Ohio, and the zip code is 44624. Now, this is Legacy Institute is a 501c3 organization that's been established in America so that when you give your donations, it's tax deductible, and then 100% of your donation goes to the intended recipients, because people that support Legacy Institute financially make sure that we cover the operating expenses, so that whatever other people give, like Bibles, pencils, paper, notebooks, textbooks, that these all 100% go to the intended recipients. And so you can send it to Legacy Institute, Post Office Box 7, Dundee, Ohio, 888-344-6624. And if you want to be in contact with people who work directly with Legacy Institute, a contact in the U.S. is Anita Showers. That's Anita Showers, last name spelled S-H-O-W-E-R-S. And her email is M as in Mary, S as in Sam, H-O-W, E as in Eric, R as in Robert, S as in Sam, at Wilkshire.net. And Wilkshire is spelled WILKSHIRE.NET. So that's M Showers at Wilkshire.net. And her name is Anita Showers. The director of the program is Leon Sexton. And if you want to read more about this program, you can go to their website. Their website is www.legacyinstitute.org. So I'll spell that for you. www.legacyinstitute.org. You can read more about their program there. Or if you want to, if you're used to logging on to our website, you can log on to our website and read about Legacy Institute. Log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. You can log on. When you click on the link, there's another link for congregations, and you'll see Legacy Institute there. You can click on that link for Legacy Institute and read more about that. So again, it's a wonderful program. Hopefully you'll be motivated to do your part to supply for these people in need. Well, I thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll join me on our next program, in which we'll begin to talk about our evaluation as Christians. We're going to look at the book of Revelation. We're going to look at the seven churches in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, because these churches receive an evaluation from Jesus Christ. And all of us, of course, who are true Christians, are a part of the body of Christ, the church of God. So when we look at the evaluation that Jesus gave to these churches, we should see ourselves being evaluated. So we're going to see how you and I are doing according to the three P's of our profession as evaluated in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. Again, thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be with you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.